This morning, in this morning's Bible study, it got rather intense for some people. And the reason is that in order to understand anything about the Bible or about Christ, is that you must know that you are cursed and that you live under a curse, as does all mankind. And the curse does a whole lot of things. It causes everything that you try to do to fail. It causes there never to be peace, there never to be contentment. It causes there to be always a state of unsettlement because you want more than you have, or you want it different than you've got it. It causes murder and hatred and enmity, and that's your inheritance from your father. Now, we live in a society in which teaches there is no curse. Even the religious society teaches that. And that the birth and death and resurrection of Christ happens so that you could be better. And so it only enhances this already inherent belief that if you learn more, behave more, the passage of time more, that you will get better. And that all is in violation and it is in opposition to the revelation of the Bible. The Bible says hundreds and hundreds of times that you have been cursed by the actions of our first father, Adam. Well, that's not fair, you might say. Well, then, you know, the standard response is, well, where would you be if your grandfather died at birth? So you are subject to the curse of the generation of Adam, of man. Mankind exists and lives under this curse. If you don't know that, if you don't believe that, if you still think that the passage of time or the change of circumstances or more education or more knowledge will somehow change you for the better, then you won't understand the Redeemer. And you won't understand temptation. You won't understand the meaning of the cross. You won't understand repentance, because you will always believe at the core that through a series of circumstances, and if only you work for the right person or were with the right person, then you would be okay. And that ignores the whole history of man. I mean, the interesting thing about it is it's an alliance of elephantine proportions, because in this alliance, the whole human race has to participate. The scriptures say they will speak well of you when you do well unto yourself. Why? Because it proves the alliance. It proves that Satan has deceived the whole world into not believing there is a curse. Satan must make you believe that if something is added to the mix, or something in the mix is changed, then, ha!
Well, that's the interesting twist that the mind does. Instead of just falling off the edge, it conjures up that if I had this, or if I could do this, then I would be better.
Right.
And just instead of just falling off the edge and saying, there isn't good in me.